You are listening to Soul Podcast. Listen, learn and get entertained. Audio 17D. Story in the beginning. A long, long time ago, there was nothing but a great empty space. There are no earth and no sky. There are no sun and no moon. There was no light anywhere. Everything was covered with darkness. The merciful Allah thought of making the world. He said, "Be," and the world was made. Allah wanted the world to be beautiful. He spread the earth like a carpet. Then he put mountains on it to hold it down. Above the earth, he made the sky. In the sky, he put two lights, the sun and the moon. And he told the sun to shine in the day and the moon to shine at night. Then Allah put stars in the night sky and told them to shine brightly to help travelers find their way at night. There are many stars in the sky, yet each one is different. Some are small and some are very big. Some twinkle gently and some burn brightly. They are like road signs that guide the travelers to the right place. After that, Allah divided the dry land from the seas. He covered the land with greenery, big trees, small bushes, and colorful flowers. He told the rain to water the plants so that they might grow. After that, he made all kinds of animals, camels, horses, sheep, and elephants. Then he made all kinds of birds, high-flying eagles, beautiful peacocks, and sweetly singing nightingales. And he filled the seas with fish and other creatures. The world was beautiful. The earth was green. The sky was blue. And the seas were green and blue. There were many different animals on earth, many different birds in the sky, and many different fish in the seas. Yet, Allah wanted the world to be even more beautiful. Allah made the angels. The angels obey Allah in everything. They are His messengers. They carry His commands to all corners of the world. They see to it that the whole world is running as it should be. The wind blows where required. The clouds take the rain to the right spots, and the rains give water to the fields and gardens. Then out of fire, without smoke, Allah created jinn. Some jinn are good and some are bad. Some of them are believers and some are unbelievers. Finally, Allah decided to make a human being. He collected every kind of soil. He mixed it like a potter's clay. He molded it into the shape of a man and breathed his spirit into it. He named the first man Adam. Then Allah made the first woman and named her Hawa or Eve. Allah made the beautiful world, and He gave it to man to live in.
Thanks for listening to Tessel Podcast. To know more about us, visit our website www.tesselbangladesh.com. Call or SMS to 0162 00 00994.